I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Flanta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, November 7th, 2016.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I guess we got an extra hour last Sunday night from the time change. It's the good time change, I guess, right? Because we get extra hour rather than lose one in the spring. You find that affects you?
Oh, definitely. I think, my body has been dying for this time change. It's been, self-adjusting over the last few weeks. So, it's been good for me so far. Even though it's only been a day.
Yeah, I've just noticed that I had an extra hour. I noticed it about 6 Sunday evening.
Right.
Just as I was about to leave for dinner. That this is a lot earlier than it feels like, whatever, you know.
Right? I can definitely feel it.
Yeah, I didn't notice any, I didn't get an extra hour of sleep because of it, which is what they suggest people use that time right?
I slept a little smoother. A little smoother, and then I also did have a nap throughout the day, later in the evening, which was weird, but, whatever. It worked. I'm sure I'll get that extra sleep in somewhere.
I noticed our old high school Tupper was in the news. Was it Thursday or Friday?
I'm pretty sure it was Thursday. Yeah.
Or was it Friday? I can't remember now.
I can't even remember now. All the days just...
Actually, it must have been Friday, because I usually take the bus at King Edward and Fraser at about 2 o'clock, and I noticed that there were no kids there, because they get off early on Fridays, right?
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't?
But I think you might be right. It may have been Friday.
Yeah.
In any case, the school was on lockdown, so there was a situation in the school with a student, apparently. And this is all just, speculation.
Yeah, and this was just after...
hasn't released any formal...
No. And this would have been just after the very sad stabbing in Abbotsford at the high school there, right?
Yep. So, of course, parents are completely on high alert right now. Getting a call from your 13-year-old, letting you know that there's a code red at the school, it's you're really powerless, really. Your hands are tied. The school is on lockdown, so going there is not going to do anything at all. You can't get in, and especially when you don't know what the danger is, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to put yourself or anybody else in further potential danger, so... without knowing exactly what the situation was, it also makes it really a lot more stressful, I found, and a lot very anxiety-driven.
Yeah, there was a lady at work years ago whose kid also went to Tupper, and I remember there was a code, I don't know what color that is, red or blue or whatever.
Yeah.
And she got a call at work saying that her kid, I guess, had advised her that this had happened. And... just freaking out,
Scary, because what can you do? Go down to the school and stand outside? You can't do anything. It's just...
So what was it like for you then after what happened in Abbotsford and this happening a day or so later? I mean, your mind goes to the worst place, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, my message... I mean, Simone, thankfully, she called me on her cell phone, and I just told her, just... stay calm and just follow the instructions. Just do whatever you're told. Make sure you listen and all of those things. And, of course, I stayed calm because I don't want her to hear, fear in my voice because that's probably not very reassuring to her. Because, if a kid's calling you, they're usually calling you because they want some level of comfort too, right?
Yeah.
So, I just tried to, stay as calm as I could.
I saw a tweet last night about, I guess one of the reporters was saying that the Abbotsford school has been closed since that incident last week.
Right.
And they were going to reopen the school Monday morning. And people are saying, you know, it'll be hard for them to walk back in. So I tweeted, and I thought this was a good idea, that the people of Abbotsford should line up the street there and cheer these kids in.
Oh, that's such a lovely idea, Joseph. Who are you?
Well, I think it'd be a good thing for the community to show.
It is.
The spirit.
The solidarity and spirit within the community, for sure.
And then make
it's
the kids
traumatizing.
Yeah, make the kids feel better walking in the place. Because, I mean, you know, it has painful memories for a lot of
us. And it is, you know what, it is commendable, I would think.
Yeah.
Because that's the reality, right? This happened there, and those kids are going to have to, they're going to be kind of haunted by that memory forever.
Yeah.
There's things that, you know, have happened at our high school, whether we were there or not even. But those stories go on.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just forget those things. But, no, for those kids and that community, especially in Abbotsford, it's not as, you know, highly populated as Vancouver. It's probably a little more very community-oriented of a school.
Yeah.
That probably would be really nice. Yeah. Did anyone respond to that tweet?
No, they didn't.
Sure.
They responded to some silly tweet that I made about Chris Galis.
Of course.
But not about something useful like this.
Well, that's how life works, right?
Yeah.
You know, such is life.
I guess I need marketing skill for my tweets, you know?
Well, you need a little more drama in there or something,
yeah.
I guess. But I think it's a good idea.
Did you see this thing, speaking of marketing, last night on John Oliver? Multi-level marketing and how... well, we all know people, friends of ours.
Right.
People listening will have friends of ours who friends of theirs, I should say, who one of them gets involved in something like selling stuff,
like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, but they don't think of it, of course, as a pyramid scheme.
Of
they think of it
not.
As a business or something.
Right.
I mean, we were talking about this before we started about the sort of products that. Like Herbalife was one of the ones that John Oliver really picked at last night, and
there's so many. I mean, after we kind of
Mary Kay Cosmetics,
yeah, Mary Kay, Avon,
Tupperware,
Primerica. I don't know if you've heard of them.
No,
but they're also one. The Pampered Chef. I'm just the. Team Beachbody.
Yeah, so you get one person, and we all know a person.
Or Amway, that's
another
Amway.
One, yeah.
That was established 1959, so actually they're one of the ones of these,
one of the older
that have been around for quite some time.
And, I mean, I remember this growing up, with a friend of a friend would come to the house and sell other friends and get together for a party or something like that,
right.
A luncheon. And then they would try to sell this product that they're peddling.
Right.
Cookware. I remember we bought a set of cookware growing up. And stainless steel was one of the more awful products.
Oh, God.
Because the plastic handles would melt off or whatever.
Oh, well, that's garbage.
And then there's a lifetime guarantee, of course. And then you try to phone the guy, and the guy doesn't work there anymore, right?
Of course. Well, because...
Yeah.
Because he can just decide that tomorrow.
But they lure people in, and it's mainly women, I guess, right? Where,
yeah, like stay-at-home moms. Or,
yeah, that you
know,
can make your own hours.
Money on the side, too, right?
Yeah, make your own hours, make your own. But Oliver's piece was scathing in how they show just how manipulative these companies are to get you to buy the product that you're going to sell. And if you're not making enough money, urging you to buy more product.
Right.
And then these people end up with garages and basements full of this shit.
Pretty messed up, right?
Yeah.
And then the topic of, like, oh, what I hate is when people at work start selling them, right? And then friends, they get their friends on that also happen to work at work with you.
Yeah.
That sell these products, and then it becomes like this conflict of interest, if you will. In the workplace of who you buy your products from.
Her or her, right?
Right. And I know, you know, most times at work, to be honest, we buy the stuff just to, like, you know.
Yeah, like Girl Guide cookies or...
Right,
yeah.
You want to support your coworkers and you're, okay, sure, whatever, what are you selling, I'll buy.
Yeah.
But I know the Avon catalog comes around at the office and, you know, typically we're sitting at a desk, So to look at a catalog during our time is not
yeah.
a lot of effort, and most usually we'll buy stuff because that's what you do.
Yeah.
But it ends up, you know, just being a bunch of stuff you don't even need.
And again, that
conflict is like, oh, who do I buy from?
Yeah, I've bought things. Like, for the longest time in my office here, I had a mandolin. You know, one of those vegetable cutters?
Oh, yeah.
I never used the thing, but I bought...
Like, what the hell were you doing with that?
Because I thought one day I might cut onions without...
And I knew that would never happen.
Without making me cry, you know.
You bought that yourself?
Yeah, I did. Well, the other thing I bought was a board game, a Simpsons Monopoly.
I mean, that's reasonable.
Which I ended up giving to someone else for, like, a Christmas gift.
You know, whatever.
But I think I'm just turning around here at my desk. I do have one up on a shelf somewhere. Unopened, yeah.
There's another Christmas gift.
Yeah, for next month, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah. The election's tomorrow, Tuesday.
Exciting time.
I mean, everybody's going to be watching, won't they?
Oh, yes. They should be.
Yeah.
They should be.
Do you have friends in America?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I have some friends and some family down there. And
is that something you're talking to them about?
No, not really. I've talked
Trump
to my
fans?
Aunt about it. Definitely don't have any Trump fans. I don't know that we could be friends. God.
People say, well, who would you vote for? And I very carefully say, well, I'm not American, so I don't have a vote.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who I would vote for because I don't have a say.
You're just trying to judge me.
Yeah, so but I have one bet, though, with someone, and it's a friend of mine who, she actually insisted on making the bet. I had no intention of betting with anyone.
Right, because I know you're quite confident in your decisions.
Yeah, so she said Trump will get less than 45% in Ohio. And I said, well, that's ridiculous because Trump at that point was polling higher than 45% and looking at because we made the bet a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Trump has always done quite well in Ohio. And people were saying on the Sunday shows that it's almost inevitable that he will win Ohio. And so that means he'll get more than 45%. So the bet is that we bet lunch on this at a ramen place.
Right.
And I am very confident that I will win this bet because I just looked at the Real Clear Politics average.
Right. And using some okay.
Yeah.
So you're using logic
and facts and
sure.
And so the Real Clear Politics sees all the polling. And some of the polling's off, so what they do is they do an average of the polls. And so at this point, Monday morning, Trump is up 1.6% over Clinton, so he'll win Ohio, likely. And he's at 46.6 and she's at 45.
So you're trying to tell me that you're...
Oh, I am very confident that I will win.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. And the New York Times...
It's a lofty goal here that our friend has made.
So she sends me a text Sunday afternoon saying, "Oh, won't it be hilarious that won't it be funny?" She said that you're going to lose. I said, "What's funny is you making this bet with me because I'm already picking out ramen places."
Oh my goodness! I think it's going to be beautiful. I mean, either way.
I mean, the New York Times is 538 Project. I don't know if he's with the New York Times anymore, but Nate Silver. Nate Silver is this data guru, and he's predicted the last two elections to the percentage point, you know,
yeah,
or the decimal point or whatever. He has Trump at 47.8, her at 45.9.
I think she's really brave.
For Ohio, and that's just Ohio. I mean, I still think she'll win the election. Hillary Clinton will. But I'm only looking at Ohio because I've got ramen on
because
this, right?
Because that's what the bet's running on. And again, I think considering the time that we've known you, she's quite brave to.
Oh, and you know what the other ridiculous thing is? Well, the other ridiculous thing is she made the bet just as the FBI said we're investigating Hillary Clinton. Yeah.
Hey,
so
you
I
know
mean...
what? But it shows she's confident. I like that too. I like that she's hopeful and she's confident, and that's the good thing.
She has lost.
She's like, she would probably make a good lawyer. She's really just put herself out there. But you know, I will. I'm hopeful for her. That's all I'll say.
Well, that means I'm going to lose my ramen.
Well, I think either way, ramen will be had, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking I'll order.
You're a good person.
I'll honor the bet. Yeah. I'm going to honor the result, unlike Trump, you know.
Well, and even then, I think, you know, there will be some pity ramen.
Yeah, well, if I win, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy the biggest, most beautiful bowl of ramen and then not eat it.
Wow. Okay. Take note of this, friend.
But what will you be doing Tuesday? You'll be sitting watching this. I'll be at work, so I'll have the computer onto CBS or whatever and watch.
Where
that.
Will I have been that day? I'll be doing some political stuff myself that day, but I'm sure I will absolutely be making a time to watch and see what is to come for our neighbors.
Yeah. It's all very interesting, one of the things is we think it's over now because the election, but I mean it's not going to be over until.
Oh God, no! It's just started.
Yeah.
Because now the real results are coming in, right?
Yeah, not some poll.
Everything else has just been speculation and what people think and want, but now the actual results will show. And.
So you think she'll win, Hillary?
I hope she wins.
Yeah, this is the thing that's really, I mean, even people that like her and that support her still can't say for certain that she will win.
Well, because you know what the reality is that we clearly see that there are a lot of really ignorant and naive Americans that even regardless of what this guy says,
yeah.
The polls go up. He says some of the most ludicrous things and the polls go up. So, you know, while people hope that the right person wins, there's always that small possibility that they could choose wrong.
No, the right people never win. I mean, I was watching that football show I was telling you about. Florida mm-hmm. State should have won instead of Clemson.
Right.
Hillary Clinton is not an ideal candidate for her party, and neither is Trump. So, I mean, even though there were probably better people running, that doesn't mean that they win.
True, yeah. And that's the scary part. It's like while we can appreciate how good she is and all the, you know, the benefits that she could possibly bring.
People like Sanders better, or they like
right
Bill Clinton better, or they like
exactly,
you know, Barack Obama better.
Just because we see it doesn't mean everybody else does, and I hate that, but I have to appreciate difference of opinion and. Whatnot.
Yeah. What? Well, enough about politics because we're going to be talking about this, I'm sure, next week when we get the result.
When it all comes out, we'll have something to discuss. I'm sure.
Have you seen Insecure yet? HBO's Insecure.
Not yet, but I did start watching High Maintenance, which I think I talked about that last time. But no, Insecure, I am going to start tomorrow. I have some time off.
I really hope you will because and not just you, but everybody listening, because it is actually, I think, one of the best shows on TV this year. And if there's a breakout star in show business this year, I think it's the creator, the star, Issa Rae, who I think is one of the most talented people we've seen on TV in a very long time.
Right, you were saying.
And I think she's you know, she raps, she's very charismatic on the screen, and she's a hell of a good actor.
Mm.
And so, no, I do urge, because we hear a lot, we're hearing, the other show that runs with that is the Sarah Jessica Parker show,
right.
Which is not bad, but it's also not great. This show is sort of loses attention because everybody's talking about that, or Westworld, or John Oliver. You know, the Sunday night's quite busy.
Yeah.
But this show, I think, is a real standout, and people should see that. I don't think since oh, I'm trying to think now. So someone has come on TV like this and really made an impact. Mm. I mean, sort of like maybe Amy Schumer, maybe Lena Dunham. But Mindy Kaling, I know, was a star for a very long time before she had her own thing. But Issa Rae has just come out of nowhere. And
blowing it up.
Yeah, and I really, the show, I just saw the show last night. And it's really good. Like, it's four episodes in, and it's a show that I think is so well done that...
Well, that's really refreshing.
Yeah, it feels like you've been watching the show for, like, three seasons or something. It's just that good.
That's so, really, yeah, no, that's great, because there's not a lot of shows on TV.
No.
Like that.
And you and I have talked over the last few weeks about L.A.
Yes.
You watch that, and you realize how rich a city that is.
It is, really it is.
It's a character of its own, even though it seems empty and big. Well, it is empty and big, but it also has...
I'm glad you're seeing that.
Character.
It does.
The architecture, the neighborhoods, and the sort, yeah.
It really does. It has character, and it's just, you know, it's an interesting city.
Yeah.
It really is.
So you'll make time this week, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I will have to watch it, because I got to report back here and let everybody know actually how good, or maybe not.
So what do you think? Yeah, what do you think we'll be talking about next Sunday? I mean, because by next Sunday we'll have the election result.
There'll be a new president.
Well, will there? I mean, some people are saying that it's close enough that there might not be.
What do you mean?
Well, some people say that even if she wins the popular vote and he wins more states, that goes to the Electoral College, and the result may not be conclusive enough that we may not. It'll be like 2000, where it was like a month or so before there was a president.
Well, that'll be exciting.
So, I
hope it doesn't, because I really would like this to just be over.
Yeah, I think a lot of people want to be over, regardless of who.
Yeah.
And then, but I mean, he's also saying that if she wins, he's not going to accept the result if he thinks that there's...
It's rigged.
Yeah.
He's a fool. I don't care what he... I mean, he's an absolute fool, this Donald. He's a fool.
So many people say that, though, but I mean, they were so... charmed by him when The Apprentice came out and things like that. You know,
okay, yeah, that's TV, and it's entertainment.
Yeah, well,
this is, you know, our lives. Not, I mean, well, yeah, I guess our lives are affected, and he's
sure.
Just, I mean, listen to some of the things he says. It's like, does he not have people that write his stuff for him?
No, I think, and that's one of his problems.
Or vets the things that comes out of his mouth he's allowed to say it.
That's one of his problems, is that he...
It is, clearly.
But I think a lot of people like that. A lot of people like the fact that he's like them.
Just carte blanche and a total
dingbat. We can say whatever we want to say.
But you know what? But that's why you're not president or a contender.
Well, you know.
There's limits.
But that's the spirit of America.
They need to just calm that spirit down, then. It's horrible.
Well, it'll be a busy week, and regardless of what happens Tuesday, I really hope you'll watch Insecure.
If there's one thing I can guarantee, that will be one of them. The rest is, we'll see.
It's out of our hands, really. I mean,
it really is. We'll see. We'll tune in on, or I guess you all will tune in next week to see. Really, what we'll have to talk about by then.
Indeed, yeah. Have a good week.
You too. That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, November 7th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.